This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bansdula with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda says budget policies and programs should address public sentiments. Eid ul Adha Bakra Eid being celebrated today by organizing various programs. Discussions begin to address demands of federal parliament staff. And witnesses say Greek Coast Guard threw migrants overboard to their deaths. Now the news in detail. The Nepali embassy based in Berlin, Germany on Sunday hosted a reception in honor of President Ramchandra Podel, who is on a visit to Germany. On the occasion, President Podel urged all Nepali to not forget their soil and motherland wherever they are. On the occasion, President Podel was received by Ambassador of Nepal to Germany, Ramkazi Khadga, where he also briefed President Podel about the multidimensional aspects of German-Nepal relations, development and cooperation. President Podel will hold an official meeting with his German counterpart Dr. Frank-Walter Steinmeier today. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda has said the government's policies and programs for the new fiscal year are in the interest of the citizens and country. Talking to the media at Bharatpur Airport today, the Prime Minister said that overall the budget is satisfactory and hopes of smooth endorsement by House of Representatives. Prime Minister also claimed that the budget highlighted several government initiatives for good governance, social justice and prosperity and expresses a feeling that more initiatives are required to meet the people's desire. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda said that the quality of the education and management systems should be amplified to seek a future in the country. Addressing the fourth convocation ceremony of the Agriculture and Forestry University, Prime Minister Dahal has also directed that information to the youths must be relayed regarding the job opportunities in the country after improving the quality of the education system. Prime Minister expressed that the university is dedicated ahead to required professors and staff management and the government is also ready to help in the context. Today marks the start of Eid ul-Adha, also known as Bakra Eid for Muslims around the world. Eid ul-Adha falls on the 10th day of the 12th and final month of Dhul al-Hijja. Eid ul-Adha honors the willingness of Prophet Ibrahim to sacrifice his son in obedience to God. Celebrations will continue for the next few days with communal prayers and feast. On the occasion, Prime Minister, Vice President and Speaker gave their special message of best wishes. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda has said the Bakra Eid has remained spectacular in prospering Nepal's religious diversity and enabling a culture of tolerance and collaboration. Similarly, Acting President Ram Sahaya Prasad Yadav has wished happiness, peace and good health on the occasion of Eid ul-Adha. Meanwhile, Speaker of the House of Representatives, Devraj Khemiri, has expressed confidence that the festival would help maintain brotherhood among all Nepalese celebrating different religions and cultures. Discussions on the demands and the agitation of the staff at the Federal Parliament Secretariat have started in Singalabar. The discussion is taking place with the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Devraj Khemiri, and the Chairman of the National Assembly, Narayan Prasad Dahal. The Federal Parliament Secretariat Employees Union has been holding a protest since 12 June, putting forth an 11-point demand. Currently, 390 employees are working in the Parliament Secretariat. Supplies of petroleum products in the Kathmandu Valley have been hampered due to the protest of the Nepal Petroleum Tanker Drivers Association. The association has launched a strike putting forth the 7-point demand. According to Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC Executive Director Dr. Chandika Prasad Bhatta, a conclusion is expected by tonight. The dialogue between the two sides has been scheduled today at the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies. The World Bank has appointed David Suslin as country director for Maldives, Nepal and Sri Lanka. The appointment follows the end of Faris H. Haddad Zervos' tenure. Preeti Arora has replaced Lada Strelkova as the new national operational manager for Nepal. The Labour and Employment Office, HETODA, has taken action against 15 industrial establishments and employers who employ children. The head of the office informed monitoring was conducted in 200 establishments in 10 months of the current financial year 2023-24. Furthermore, a fine of ₹37,700 and compensation of ₹340,712 have been paid. During that period, 22 children who were child laborers were rescued from various industrial establishments. The Prithvi Highway, which was obstructed due to a landslide, has been resumed. Vehicular movement along the highway was obstructed after a landslide occurred at the Mugling Maleko section of the highway between Fisling and Mawakola at Ichakamana Rural Municipality 3 this morning. Chief of the Area Police Office, Mugling, Police Inspector Nirala Bhandari said that the two-way traffic has now resumed after removing the landslide debris. A two-day international conference is going to be held at Rampur in Chitwan from June 18th. It is being organized by the Agriculture and Forestry University. The conference will also seek deliberation on the use of artificial intelligence in agriculture, practices and management of environment, forest and wildlife, and recent advances in the biotechnology, among others. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The Greek Coast Guard has caused the deaths of dozens of migrants in the Mediterranean over a three-year period, witnesses say, including nine who were deliberately thrown into the water. According to BBC, the nine are among more than 40 people alleged to have died as a result of being forced out of Greek territorial waters or taken back out to sea after reaching Greek island. The Greek Coast Guard told the investigation that it strongly rejects all accusations of illegal activities, including forced returns of pushing people back towards Turkey where they have crossed from. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that Kyiv will hold peace talks with Russia tomorrow if Moscow pulls out of all Ukrainian territory. According to BBC, speaking at the close of a summit for peace in Switzerland, President Zelensky said Russian President Vladimir Putin would not end the war and had to be stopped whether by military or diplomatic means. The meeting concluded with dozens of countries committing to Ukraine's territorial integrity. He said that Russia can start negotiations tomorrow if they pull out of our territories. The final document calls for Ukrainian control to be restored over the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, which is currently occupied by Russia. The most contentious topics, like the status of land under Russian occupation, will be left for later. Singapore authorities are scrambling to clean up a major oil spill that has blackened the city's state's southern coastline days after a shipping accident. On Friday, a Netherlands-flagged dredging boat crashed into a Singaporean fuel ship moored in the shipping straits of the nation. Authorities said that the dredger's loss of engine power led it to drift into the Singaporean vessel, puncturing its oil tank. At least half the oil in its tank, about 400 tons, has spilled out with large quantities washed ashore. A global study suggests that more people are turning away from news describing it as depressing, relentless and boring. The BBC reports almost 4 in 10, that 39% people worldwide said they sometimes or often or actively avoid the news, compared with 29% in 2017. Wars in Ukraine and the Middle East may have contributed to people's desire to switch off the news, the report authors said. It is said that news avoidance is now at record high levels. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi, Mades, Bagmati and Gandaki province today. Light rain with thunder, lightning and gusty winds is likely to occur at some places of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province, including high hilly regions of rest of the country. At present, there is a partial influence of western wind as well as local wind in the country, including induced low pressure system from around Bihar of India. Also, there is an influence of monsoon system in the eastern part of the country. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda says budget policies and programs should address public sentiments. Eid-ul-Adha Bakra Eid being celebrated today by organizing various programs. Discussions begin to address demands of federal parliament staff. And witnesses say Greek Coast Guard threw migrants overboard to their deaths. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.